Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mindshare Mentorship Podcast. My name is Kevin Whelan. Thank you as always for joining me. Today I want to talk just a little bit about my methodology approach and my operating system approach, and then how to sort of leverage that as a freelancer or an agency so that you can get similar benefits around leveraging your expertise while still selling execution work. So one of the things that I focus on a lot in this group is selling advisory services. And that's the kind of crux of what I do and what I teach. But with that, there's also a lot of you that are in the freelancer world and the agency world. And some of this is obviously very applicable to you. And some of this is, maybe I haven't covered it in a lot of detail. And I know I was working with someone today who is a freelancer looking to become an agency, and just kind of want to talk around kind of some of those ideas in terms of how to package and sell your expertise, not just your hands. Because at some point you're going to run out of bandwidth. You can obviously refer work, or you can delegate work, you can outsource it. But how do you do that in a way that retains your methodology and your general approach to getting repeatable and consistent results over time? So the two big ideas in general is that, one, you've got a methodology. Your methodology is how you solve your clients' challenges, problems, situations. It's the full scheme of things, the full list of all the ideas that you can possibly bring to the table with a client on a typical client engagement. And the more you're specialized, the more you're focused in on a niche or an industry or horizontal specialization even, the more dialed in that list is going to be. It shouldn't feel infinite. It should be pretty contained around the biggest ideas that you have, the best ideas that you have, and the ways you approach them. It could be broken out by channel, as my methodology is. I've got a strategy piece, an analytics piece. I've got an onboarding piece. I've got a website or a platform piece. I've got a whole slew of things after that, content and ads and SEO and all these other things. But that's kind of my methodology. And really what it is I come to the table and I approach client situations in very similar problems, kind of like building a house, or a better analogy might be to build up someone's health from scratch, if you will. So that's kind of my methodology. It's kind of my core suite of concepts and ideas and things that I want to accomplish in the engagement with my client. We also add things that are custom to them. And then I run it in a similar order every time, but I do jump in and out and I jump to the parts that are most important for clients based on their immediate needs in that moment. So that's kind of my methodology. It's documented in Trello. Each of those channels or each of those phases kind of has their own little column. And then within that, there's a number of different cards in there. Those cards have more information or links off to references, examples, how-tos. And that's kind of the part that I'm still building out. Ideally, every single card would link to a training or a video and or an example and or just a few steps right in that Trello card that says how to do a certain thing or what something should, you know, how things should be done. That's the end goal. Until then, I just have a high level view with as much resources added to those individual cards as possible. Now, if you are selling implementation, you're maybe far more detailed in terms of how exactly where do you click? What do you do in terms of how exactly do you roll out a specific thing? In my particular case, a lot of what I do is I refer out the execution work. So some of the more specific tactical, here's how you go step by step and set up a Facebook ads pixel. I don't put that in there. Whereas you might, if you were a freelancer or an agency, because that's really important in terms of delivering very consistent work that you can either do yourself and or hire someone to do in the future, or as I'll talk about in just a few minutes, packaging up how to do those steps into an info product or some kind of a course or membership or subscription to be able to create a little more leverage around your expertise and not your hands. And that's the goal. And ultimately, when I say creating leverage around your expertise, I just mean freeing up more of your time, not needing to do all the tactical, weedsy execution work yourself, either hiring someone to do that stuff or at least having a place where you can package it and organize it and then sell it as a product so that others can do it themselves if, say, they can't or don't want to hire you. So that's sort of the general crux of what we're trying to accomplish with all this. And the two parts of this, again, are the methodology and the operating system. So the methodology are those big projects. It's the infrastructure. It's all the things you could kind of accomplish in the course of your engagement. The operating system is a little bit different. So the operating system is, how do you kind of run and maintain things once the infrastructure is set up and in place? Because it's kind of like having a car. If you don't know how to operate it and there's no operator's manual, let's assume you couldn't drive without it. You wouldn't get very far, right? You need something that a manual basically describe any of the things that you do on an ongoing basis. Now, the system Unlike the methodology, the system is a little bit more time-based. So I'll either break that down into months, or I'll break that down into what happens every day, every week, every month, every quarter, every year, twice a year, or every once a year. And then I'll put on all these ideas, things like, okay, every month I'm going to be checking the analytics reports. I'm going to be looking for these certain things. I'm going to be reviewing supplier reports. Every day I'm going to be publishing on Twitter or my blog. Every week I'm going to be sending a newsletter. Whatever that thing is, you know, I'm going to be sending flyers once a quarter. I'm going to be reevaluating my strategy once a year. Whatever all those things are, I place hold them in those columns so that I know that, hey, it's now month X, or it's now month six, or it's, you know, now another day or another week. What do I have to do? And that allows my clients and their staff and their team to know what needs to get done and when, or at least what to think about and what to check on and when. So that's sort of the point of an operating system. It's kind of like the how-to manual and how to run the whole thing once you've set up your methodology in place. Now, both of those are very valuable, and they're a little bit different because one is like, how do you operate it? And the other is, what do you need to do? And a lot of that's sort of build out and projects and big items that once they're done, you don't really need to do them again, or at least you can check in on them some point in the future, but they're not really an ongoing recurring task. So the ongoing recurring tasks and ongoing recurring ideas and work, that's what you want to put in there, at least so that clients can choose whether they want to do it this month or they want to wait another 3 months, but it reminds them every quarter to do that. So those are the two big pieces. And if you have that, well, as a consultant, you can then run very efficient systems. You can show your clients your methodology. You can invite them into your Basecamp or your Trello or your Asana and say, here's all the things we're going to accomplish. Maybe we apply some due dates to it, or maybe we drag it into a certain column of what's up next, just so they can see some visibility into what's coming, as well as they can see a track record and a history of all the things that got done, as well as things that are not yet done. And they can jump ahead and even look in the cards to see what that is and see if there's any training or associated examples with it. So it allows clients to get a lot of visibility into the world of possible things that they can do with you. On the operating system side, it allows them to have their own thing that they can copy. So they copy your template, your Trello board, your Asana board into their own version. And then now they have something that they can basically operate themselves. And you've built that out in such a way that makes it easy for them to customize it and add their own stuff. Maybe you've added some training links to training that are associated with it, or some just step-by-step instructions. I get into a lot more detail in some of, you know, I will get into more detail as I go into the exact templates and the exact processes and the methodologies I use. I do this with my one-to-one coaching clients currently. So they get to see exactly all of it and they get to copy the whole thing. But I'll plan on kind of releasing a little bit more of that as I go along, maybe sell some of it as a product. But that's me, you know, living up to this whole kind of concept, this mindshare methodology, if you will, which is having a methodology, having an operating system, and creating leverage around your expertise. But I digress. So in terms of the benefits of doing this in an execution business, like a freelance or an agency business, is you can, if you want to if you want to train staff, you want to bring in staff, you have a whole playbook that they can follow in terms of all the things you could possibly do, and they can then execute based on the instructions that you've documented in there, as well as when you're actually delivering work, whether that's content or design or any kind of project, there's kind of a flow. There's an operating system in terms of how they do things on, say, an ongoing basis. So if you're a content creator, for example, you can create an exact schedule on what happens daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, whatever, and it's literally a checklist, and they can just check things off as things get done. So it allows you to hire staff, it allows you to train staff, and allows the staff to run your system. And you, if you've ever read the E-Myth, which is a great book, it talks about kind of, you know, basically systemizing everything in your business. It allows you to become the operator of the business and not the kind of the execution, the sole practitioner, if you will. So that allows you to focus on things like strategy and oversight and finding new clients and improving your systems and improving your methodology, and less on actually being the one to write and deliver whatever the execution work it is that you're doing. So that's one of the major benefits and probably the major differentiator between how this stuff works for an execution-based business versus an advisory business. And obviously the nuances are around more, it's how to versus what to do. You know, we're an advisory business, it's more about what to do, a little bit of how to, whereas an execution business is, yeah, what are we doing? But then also what are the precise, intricate little steps that we're doing to execute on that. The goal as well in doing a methodology and an operating system is to create a very consistent and streamlined quality of work and results for your clients. And if you can do that, it reduces the time intensity for you to think about things. It reduces the amount of work that's involved for you to deliver things. It allows clients to get better visibility into what's expected in a timeline and a roadmap. And it gives them a little more confidence that they're actually running through a very clear methodology as opposed to you making things up on the fly and providing in consistent results. So that's kind of the main stuff. And then obviously at the end of it is after you've delivered work for a long time, either as an advisor or as an execution specialist or an implementation person or an agency, you get to productize that into webinars, books, training. You can create memberships around this content. You can create info products. So there's a whole bunch of ways that you can kind of use that and create leverage in your business so that you don't have to teach things yourself and you don't have to do things yourself. But instead people can learn and apply at their own time. The double, triple benefit of this is as you teach these things and create video content and information around it and training, it then goes back into your methodology and you can link to that training from your methodology and it has far more rich, detailed and examples and full-on training that that makes that methodology and that operating system that much richer in terms of the usability and the detail that someone can consume without you having to explain everything again from scratch. So I hope all this helps. I just wanted to kind of download this and kind of talk about, you know, I know I focus a lot on advisory work, but if you're doing execution work and you want to kind of create more leverage and scale, this is how you apply those two concepts, the methodology and the operating system, and create more leverage and scale and profit around your expertise. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend, you know, invite them to the community if you're in the community. And I would love to kind of meet more people and kind of share this message widely. I'll be sharing a lot more detail on how exactly I build up the methodology. Eventually, I'll be sharing and selling my methodology so you can reuse and repurpose it in your own business, as well as my operating system. But yeah, I'd love it if you could spread the word about Mindshare and all that we do here. And if I can help you with anything, leave a question in the community. If you're not in the community, you can always email me. Kevin@kevin.me should get you there. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you. So that's all for now. I wish you a happy Friday and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.